This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee.
And in Afghanistan, we're increasing our troops and training Afghan security forces so they can begin to take the lead in July of 2011 and our troops can begin to come home.
Bringing home American troops may be a topic of conversation at an international conference in London today. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as well as General Stanley McChrystal, are there, along with Afghan President Hamid Karzai and representatives from the UN, the UK, and Pakistan. Also there, the BBC's reliable diplomatic correspondent, friend of The Takeaway, Jonathan Marcus, who joins us now from the conference center. Good morning, Jonathan.
Yes, good morning.
What is on the agenda right now at the conference?
Well, it's a broad-ranging agenda here. The conference was opened by the British Prime Minister, the UN Secretary General, and then President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan himself. Now the foreign ministers from over 70 countries and representatives from various institutions here are going through a broad agenda, economic matters, civil governance, ending corruption, and of course the session that's starting it all this morning is a very detailed session on security.
Well, one of the big issues that we've heard about lately is this controversial plan from President Hamid Karzai to reintegrate Taliban fighters into Afghan civil society. What have you heard in terms of responses from other countries to that plan?
I think whilst there is obviously unease in some quarters, I think there is a growing sense, and you heard it from your senior American military commanders just a few moments ago, that this is a war that cannot in effect be won on the battlefield. The troop surge, the intensified fighting that we're going to see over coming weeks and months, can they hope create the conditions for peace? But ultimately, they have to talk to the enemy. Part of that, as you heard, is trying to draw away the less committed, the less ideological fighters and reintegrate them into the process in Afghanistan. But of course, the more fundamental aim eventually is to try and get the Taliban to sit down and talk. Now, there are clear conditions for that. You heard about that. And intriguingly, it was interesting in President Karzai's presentation, he talked about a Saudi role in all of this, suggesting that, perhaps there is a desire in the longer term to try and get those very high level talks going, not just to attract the foot soldiers on the ground. Now, of course, at the moment, one has to say the Taliban shows no great interest in talking to the Afghan government and the international community. And, of course, they may still believe that they can wait out the surge, they can simply sit there, and that eventually the international community's interest in Afghanistan and enthusiasm for perhaps a very costly military operation will wane.
What does Pakistan think about this plan? I mean, Pakistan is having some severe troubles in its own country with branches of the Taliban. What do they think about this idea to reintegrate Taliban fighters?
It's, again, a complex and difficult problem. But, of course, these two countries, Pakistan and Afghanistan, share the same strategic space, if you like. President Karzai made it clear that many of his country's problems were related to very close proximity countries next door. So Pakistan is obviously a key element of this whole process.
And what is the mood like? Are people kind of in the can-do attitude, or is it a little bit defeatist or frustrated?
No, I think there is a can-do attitude. Prime Minister Brown called this a decisive year. The sense is that accompanying the military surge must go a civilian surge and a real effort to tackle corruption on the ground, to get Afghan institutions going so that the civilian benefits can be banked from that military surge.
Okay, thanks. Jonathan Marcus is the BBC's diplomatic correspondent. He is at this conference on Afghanistan in London.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.